from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The U.S. is rejecting the Chinese government's claim that a balloon flying over the states is for civilian research purposes. China says an alleged spy balloon spotted over Canada and the U.S. is a weather device. However, a Pentagon spokesman says it's a surveillance balloon and is violating U.S. airspace and international law. The balloon's expected to remain over the U.S. for several days, currently flying at a height of 60,000 feet. Global Affairs Canada has summoned China's ambassador to respond to the incident. Public servants have been fired for collecting CERB payments while working for the federal government. Employment and Social Development Canada did an internal investigation and found 49 employees collected the emergency response benefit while employed during the pandemic. The information came to light yesterday as senior government officials testified at the Public Accounts Committee looking into the Auditor General's report that over $4 billion in CERB money went to people who were ineligible. Another $27 billion needs further investigation. Gilles Bisson couldn't be more emphatic. The longtime New Democratic MPP for first Cochrane South and then Timmins has no intentions of running again. He was defeated last June by Conservative George Peary.
I am so thankful for the 32 years that I got to support here. And people were wonderful and are still wonderful today, but it'll be passed on to somebody else. And I'm sure we will do well under the leadership of my leader, Marit Stiles. I think we're going to do very well.
Bisson is working with local NDP members to bring the riding back to their party. The next Ontario election is set for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. The Timmins Police Service is moving online for criminal record checks effective Monday. Administrative Assistant Stacey Boucher says now when you apply for a job or a volunteer position, you won't have to go into HQ on Spruce Street South and fill out paperwork.
Instead of having to come to the police station during our office hours, this allows citizens to complete those record checks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on their own time.
You can pay for the service with a credit or debit card. The result of the record check will be emailed to you. In Country 93.1 Sports, two games of regional note in NOJHL play tonight. The Cochrane Crunch hosts the Hearst Lumberjacks at 7 o'clock at the Tim Horton Event Center. And down the highway at the Joe Mavrinac Community Complex, the Timmins Rock visit the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners, also at 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.